Santa Monica residents call for an end to needle exchange program in parks. A needle exchange program for drug users sanctioned by the Los Angeles County of Public Health operating in a handful of Santa Monica's public spaces has sparked outrage among a coalition of business owners and residents who are calling on the county to move it indoors. The group claims that rather than curbing drug use, the program has only attracted more transients and drug peddlers, leading to an unsafe environment for the community over the last year. The Santa Monica Coalition, which formed last year and currently has over 2,500 members according to organizers, began circulating a petition March 19 to prevent the county's safe needle exchange program known as the Harm Reduction Syringe Services Program from operating in public spaces, like the Christine Emerson Reed Park, which sits across the street from a Catholic K-12 school. Over 3,500 people have signed the petition so far. "This program is attracting addicts to settle in our parks and public spaces and publicly use drugs, causing a major safety concern with more needles being discarded in all areas where they are being distributed," the petition reads. Instead, the coalition is urging county and city officials to move the program indoors with medical supervision. Other locations where the program operates include Tongva Park, Palisades Park, and 3rd Street Promenade, according to the group. "Right now, we're just really concerned, and our organization is trying to unify the community and regain control and safety in the parks," co-founder of the coalition and local homeowner, John Alla, told the Epoch Times. The exchange program is supposed to encourage drug users to trade in unclean needles for new ones. But Alla said members in his group have picked up dozens of used needles left on the ground in the parks and witnessed drug deals occurring between transients on multiple occasions. "These drug addicts are actually doing the drugs and doing the drug dealing in the children's playground area," he said. "Such harm reduction services in Santa Monica are paid for by the county, which contracts the Venice Family Clinic, a local health center with several locations across the west side of Los Angeles," according to an email, obtained by the Epoch Times, from the County Substance Abuse Prevention and Control Director, Gary Tsai, to Alla. "The harm reduction services are in Reed Park for no more than 1 hour once per week, and are offered throughout Santa Monica for no more than 3 hours per week. So the footprint of these services is very limited," Tsai said in the March 3 email. "In our experiences with engaging people experiencing homelessness, services in and of themselves do not tend to attract participants to a location, which is why mobile services in sites such as parks are needed to meaningfully engage individuals." Tsai did not respond to the Epoch Times request for comment by press deadline and declined requests, according to emails the Epoch Times obtained, from the coalition to visit the parks where the needle exchange programs are in place. Currently, the program includes handing out clean needles, providing STD testing, and providing Narcan to several sites across the county. As such, it falls under what's known as the Overdose Education and Naloxone Distribution Program, a pilot launched by the county's health department in 2021 that aims to end opioid overdose deaths in Los Angeles County through educating people on how to use drugs safely, as opposed to substance abuse rehabilitation and prevention strategies. There are more than 12 distribution centers in the county, according to the program's interactive map. The pilot program provides resources created by the National Harm Reduction Coalition, a New York-based nonprofit formed in 1993 calling for an end to racialized drug policies, and an ally for people who use drugs, according to its website on fentanyl use and overdose prevention tips. "You can use any drug safely, including fentanyl and its analogs, as long as you have the right resources," one document available to download on the site reads. "Try snorting or smoking instead of injecting. Injecting carries the highest risk for overdose, so shifting to snorting or smoking may help reduce risk. You can still OD by smoking/snorting, especially with fentanyl, so start slow." Between 2016 and 2021, fentanyl overdose deaths in Los Angeles County increased 1,280%, according to data the county published in November. Specifically, there was a substantial increase in fentanyl overdose deaths from 462 in 2019 to 1,149 in 2020, reflecting a rise of nearly 150%. Moreover, in 2021, there was a further increase of 31%, with the number of fentanyl overdose deaths reaching 1,504. One of the signers of the petition, Dr. Haman Hamitai, Santa Monica resident and physician, told the Epoch Times that the program should not just be moved indoors, but eradicated altogether. "I've been involved in rehabilitation and I've seen firsthand what it takes to take a person who has profound drug abuse, especially overlaid on top of mental illness, which is what the case is for the vast majority of the homeless people living in the parks and beaches and streets in Santa Monica, and what it takes is intensive, daily effort, not needles," Hamitai said. "The only thing that the free needles or the needle exchanges achieve is that it may slightly reduce the risk of spreading hepatitis or HIV," he added. Tricia Crane, vice chair of the nonprofit Santa Monica Northeast Neighbors, a volunteer-run neighborhood organization, told the Epoch Times in a text message that parks should be for children to play in. "Our city council should stand up to the county and put this harm reduction indoors," she wrote. "This is not the first attempt to bring attention to the needle program in Santa Monica's parks." Last September, Santa Monica's former mayor, Sue Himmelrich, along with the current city manager and city attorney, sent a letter to the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors calling for the needle exchange program to be moved indoors. "We understand our limited regulatory authority, however, rather than implement this program in our parks and open spaces, we seek your assistance in immediately moving this program to a service-rich environment where individuals in need of substance abuse, mental health, and other services can coordinate and work directly with service providers," the letter read. The Epoch Times reached out to Santa Monica's current mayor, Glenn Davis, but did not hear back by press deadline.